Welcome to Edinburgh Trams. Passenger services commence on Saturday, 31st of May. We look forward to welcoming you on board.
It's taken 7 years, almost £800 million, and plenty of controversy. But I'm now travelling on an Edinburgh tram. It's a very smooth and gentle ride as the tram glides through the capital. It's a bit like being on a very quiet train. I'm joined now by Alistair Byers, who rode the last passenger tram in Edinburgh in 1956. Alistair, how does the new tram compare?
Oh, there's really no comparison. The old trams were very rickety and noisy, very cold, uncomfortable, but that was just the norm. You didn't think of it as being uncomfortable then, but in comparison with the modern trams and this tram, it's entirely different.
Now, obviously, trams need drivers, and dozens have gone through special training to take on this role. Craig Scotland will be carrying the first passengers on the trams at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Very excited, but obviously quite nervous as well. The biggest thing is the length of the tram and your size. On street, you're bigger than any buses that are in the town. And you've got to remember that once you clear a set of traffic lights, you know, your back end's still got a long way to come.
The problems which blighted the trams are no secret. Delays, mistakes and legal battles between the council and the original contractor. But Provost Donald Wilson hopes that'll soon be a distant memory.
What we have here now is an opportunity and we shouldn't waste it. Now, however we got here, what we have here now is something really good that will be of great benefit.
But how do the people of Edinburgh feel now that the trams are becoming a reality? Opinion on Prince's Street is mixed.
They're a waste of money, a big, big waste of money.
I'm quite excited because I'm actually near one of the tram stops.
I'm boycotting them because of all the disruption of cost.
Good for the town. I look forward to seeing them.
The tourists will like them, but I think they're a waste of money.
The trams will carry their first fare-paying customers at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Only time will tell if the council was right to say build it, and they will come.
And I've got such a long way to go. I'm going to the Playhouse to watch a show.